This podcast is a Bendigedig Media production.
Hello, I'm Michael Sheen, and you are listening to a Touchline Rant podcast.
Euros with Luke and Mitch. Dun, 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 dun. It's time to get your daily fix. Dun, 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 dun. So go and grab yourself a coffee, dun, dun, dun. Or maybe you prefer a cup of tea. Euros with Luke and Mitch, dun, 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 dun. And don't you know, they don't cost a thing, dun, dun, dun. So go on, give us a stream. It's the Daily Euro 21.
Don't take me home. Please don't take me home.
The boys bloody did it. Wales 2, Turkey 0. I know we usually go in chronological order of these games, but I don't care. Wales. Oh, God, I can't. Do you know what? Bloody love the Euros. Wales doing well at the European Championships, whatever year it may be, is the best feeling in the entire world. It's brilliant. We've spoken on this podcast, you know, regular listeners will know, we've spoken on this podcast about how, you know, with everything going on, we felt quite jaded by football. We've felt there's been an awful lot of football on. You know, and the COVID times that we're living in, how, you know, it's just been, you know, with no fans in the grounds, and it's all been a little bit difficult, I think is the word. And Wales at the Euros, turns out, is the tonic that I needed, because watching Wales play well and winning games at the European Championships, Oh, it's just amazing. It's just incredible. Goal of the tournament for me. But sorry, I'm still excited. This is ridiculous. I'm recording it the next morning. Right, let's talk about it. So yeah, it was an unchanged lineup from Wales. It was a massive fixture. You know, it's huge after dropping points against Switzerland. And okay, you could argue that really I should be saying after Switzerland dropped points against Wales, because Switzerland by far the better side. Going into that third game against Italy, we knew how important it was that to get a win. And they didn't disappoint. They were brilliant. It looked like a completely different team to the one that played Switzerland. You know, they attacked, they pressed. They pushed. They were solid defensively. They were brilliant. It was a superb performance from them. And the first goal, well, both of them, but the ball from Bale into Ramsey, and the control by Aaron Ramsey, and the composure to just take the ball down and just slot it in that corner. Oh, goal of the tournament for me. Forget Patrick Schick. Move on. Schick. Get out of here. Rambo's here. And then, yeah, Conor Roberts at the end. Of all people. What I loved about that goal. What I loved about that Conor Roberts goal was the fact that you could literally feel the entire nation willing Gareth Bale to just keep the ball in the corner, to run time down. 1-0 will do. It's a, you know, it's a win. Gareth Bale didn't care. Gareth Bale just thought, nah, and went for it. And, you know, ball into Conor Roberts, of all people. And what a goal to score. Ah, it was amazing. So, yeah, 2-0 Wales. And you have to argue now that Wales are in the driver's seat, you know. If Italy beat Switzerland, that puts us in an even better position going into the last game. It was a fantastic result. elsewhere, Russia beat Finland. It was a, you know, dogged performance, a 1-0 victory for Russia. But Finland have really surprised me this tournament. You know, they have really surprised me. They're far better than I thought they were going to be. I don't think you can count the Denmark result, unfortunately, because I don't think they were playing against the Denmark side in that second half. They were playing against, you know, shadows, basically. Because Denmark weren't really there. Head wasn't in it. But yeah, still good, you know, good result for Russia. And it means that Group B now, going into today's games, is wide open. More on that in a minute. Elsewhere, Italy continue to look lethal. That's two games, 2-3-0 wins. There is a scary prospect that Wales are going into this game now needing something. It was a scary prospect, the idea of Wales having to go into that the next game against Italy needing something. Thank God we don't really necessarily need to. You know, we could lose it and we should still be okay, which is a nice feeling to have. We should be okay. So, but that Italy side, they're so defensively sound, as you know, stereotypically. It's a bit of a cliche, but you expect an Italian side to be solid defensively. But they're so good going forward as well. They're so good. They are genuine contenders. And as I said, I said this on the preview show that we did. If you haven't listened to it, go back a few episodes and you'll find it. I think it's episode 183. Our Euro prediction show. I predicted this. Italy, they're undefeated now in I think it's 28 games? Anyway, it's a long fucking time. Completely, you know, they're undefeated. They're not conceding goals. They're on a ridiculous winning streak. They are definitely contenders for this tournament. Before I listen to a Touchline Run podcast, I like a little bit of the bubbly. So we're now into the section of the podcast where we look ahead to today's games. Let's have a look together, shall we? It's like fucking Jack and Ori here. I don't know what's going on. Right, the first game is the Ukraine versus North Macedonia. I feel sorry for North Macedonia, which sounds patronising, so I almost want to take that back, but you know what? You know what I mean. North Macedonia are in a really difficult group. They're in a horrendous, you know, for them, they're in a horrendous position. But they're at the Euros. They're living the dream, you know. Just as, you know, as Welsh fans are, they are doing the same. It's a tiny nation. It's not been a nation that long as well. You've got, you know, glorious to see them there, especially Goran Pandev. You know, he's such a great player, and it's his first international tournament, and it'll be his last as well. It'll definitely be his last, but I just can't see any other result but the Ukraine winning this. They really took it to the Netherlands last time out. You know, they were losing 2-0, they brought it back to 2-2, only for the Netherlands to break their hearts in the 85th minute. But, which still remains for me I was going to say the best game of the tournament, but, you know, Wales-Turkey was, let's be honest. I do feel sorry for them, because I don't see anything other than a Ukraine win, but that's hardly like predicting Leicester to win the Premier League, is it? Let's be honest. Right, let's move on to the 5:00. Denmark versus Belgium. Now, Belgium, Lukaku has announced that in the 10th minute, the ball's going to be put out of play. And there's going to be a 1-minute applause for Christian Eriksen. It's difficult, isn't it? It's difficult because you've got to be respectful. to both Denmark, but also the, you know, the tournament, and you know, the fans of your the fans of your nation. You know, there's so many Belgians who are going to be watching this and obviously wanting their players to do well. But to the neutral, especially now the way that this group has opened up, Group B, you've got Belgium, Russia, Finland, at time of recording, all sat on 3 points after Russia beat Finland. So, and plus with the Christian Eriksen situation, I don't think there's a football fan out there that don't want to see Denmark do well. And it's nice of Belgium to be doing this for Christian Eriksen, and the words that Lukaku has spoken about, obviously his, you know, club teammate Christian Eriksen at Inter Milan. But they need to still go out there, be professional, do their job. And I think they will. I'd love Denmark to win it. I really would. Not only because, you know, that would be brilliant for Denmark, but also then it leaves that group wide open. They're all on 3 points. They'll have, I was going to say a similar goal difference. They won't, but, you know, there's not a great deal in it. Sorry, I coughed mid-podcasting. That's poor etiquette. and again, it's as if... and again, I don't know what's wrong with me. This is ridiculous. I don't have COVID. I did the lateral flow, for those worrying. I know there'll be people who are concerned. But yeah, leave the group wide open. So I would love to see a Denmark win, I'll be brutally honest, but I just don't see how it's going to happen. Very similar to the Netherlands-Austria game. Now, it's been announced that Arnautovic is going to be banned for this. Don't worry about that. I forget the exact reason, but I think it boils down to Arnautovic is a dickhead. That's about it, really. Like, what an arsehole. What a dick. I don't like him at all. He's just everything. I just don't... Not just... I was going to say about modern football. That's not true. Humanity. Marko Arnautovic is everything that I cannot stand about humans. There you go. That's a damning review for you. I think the Netherlands will win. I think that they looked great against the Ukraine. Obviously, as we've covered, you know, they went 2-0 up before being pegged back to 2-2. But they got the winner in the end. And I think they're a good side that need to just sort of sharpen up a little bit. But I think they will. I think they're destined to get into the next round. I'm going to go as far to say that they'll probably be maybe a quarterfinalist, but I don't think they'll get that far. I think quarterfinals, if they reach the quarterfinals, I think that's probably, you know, as far as they will go. But I am basing this off one performance. But I just think if you 2-0 up and get pegged back to 2-2 against, no offence to any of our Ukrainian listeners, and I see the figures, so I know there are some. There's not many of you, but there are a couple of you. So, you know, shout out to our Ukrainian listeners. But, you know, Netherlands should have been able to see that game out. That being said, I do think they'll be able to see this game out. And, yeah, I'm probably a slim victory, but a victory nonetheless for the Netherlands. I'm going to leave that here. And we'll be handing you back over to Mitchell Gadd tomorrow. So I'm excited about that. And you should be too.
Hi, this is the Blender Coach, and you're listening to a Touchline Rant's latest podcast, Back of the Net.
Using anger. If you want a podcast, supposed to do. Yeah.